And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
The State Board of Elections has finally ordered a new election in North Carolina's 9th Congressional District after Reverend Mark Harris's emotional witness stand confession last week with respect to the illegal absentee ballot fraud conducted in Bladen and Robeson counties by a political operative he had hired. This shouldn't, however, be the end of the story. First of all, state and federal prosecutors ought to seriously investigate and pursue any and all parties who played a role in the illegal activity. Wake County District Attorney Lauren Freeman is on the case, but that does not appear to be true for Trump administration U.S. Attorney Robert Higdon, who's been wasting time chasing down a handful of individual undocumented immigrants. Higdon, who was asked to look into similar matters in Bladen County back in 2016, needs to get to work. The same is true for the General Assembly. For years now, Republican lawmakers have been obsessing about voter ID for in-person voting, where fraud almost never happens, and ignoring absentee voting, where fraud is much easier to commit. The 9th District mess demands a change of course, and right away. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.